Contractors, listen, I want to invite you to a four-part free video training that we're doing right now that's going to reveal the hurdles that are in your way from you bringing home the amount of money you need to make a year. And let's just say it's about 200,000 bucks. If you're not paying yourself 200 grand minimum in your pocket as a home improvement contractor, then click the link and take part in this free training. We are going to help you improve your profits. We're going to help you eliminate the self-doubt and everything else that's stopping you from achieving more and getting paid what you're worth. Hit the link and join me now.
Hello, Derek Johnson, my friend. How are we doing, brother?
Hold up there, sir. You just hold up.
Whoa.
Do not cross this line.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did I tread on you, brother?
So we need to have a discussion. We're going to talk about boundaries.
Ooh.
And why we should set boundaries.
I love talking about boundaries, dude.
And why they're important. Because a lot of people don't have them. Customers don't have them. Friends don't have them. Family don't have them. And lines get crossed and it's not okay. And sometimes you just have to have tough conversations with people and you have to have the courage to do it. And you just have to go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 and set a boundary.
This has always been a struggle for me growing up because I didn't think I had the courage to say, hey, you're treading here or you're making me feel different over here. And, you know, earlier on in another podcast, you're talking about being, you know, not screwing yourself for the future. So talk to me about a situation where you knew you had to set a boundary.
So, 2 days ago, customer put in a beautiful pondless water feature for him and did some landscaping. They want to add additional landscaping. And I ran the numbers, gave her the price. It's 4 trees for $1,800. Not a big deal. And then I realized riding down the road, my math was off. Like this job was going to cost me $1,800. And I was about to pick up the phone and call her. So this is not really, this is more about the courage, right? This is not necessarily setting a boundary. I mean, I guess in essence it is, but I had to call her back and basically say, let me back up. In the past, I would not have set a boundary and I would have just did it anyway at cost and I would have sucked it up because I would have just be embarrassed. And I will never, ever do that again. So I was about to pick up the phone and call her and basically just go, ma'am, I know I told you the price of that. It's just, that is what the job is going to cost me. So I can either double the price and make it $3,600 or we just don't do the job. And before I did that, I wanted to run the numbers one more time. And Tim, I don't know what my calculator did the first time, but it was off. And when I looked at the numbers again, it was like, oh, materials are only $400. We're going to be okay on this. And Travis picked up the plants and we got the plants installed. But I literally felt that feeling. Oh my God, I've got to do this right now. And then I went, you know what? I'm going to have this feeling either way. The feeling's going to last longer if I just sucked it up and ate the cost. And I would think about it and think about it and think about it and come back up on another conversation. I would see that shrub. I would see that house. I would see that video and I would think about it again. It would live longer in my head than if I just took that 5-second rule, that 20 seconds of courage and just made a phone call and said, we're not able to do this. That's short lived. Didn't have to do it. I've had to do it before. And if I have to do it again, I will. So I have to, it's funny, Tim. I have to set a boundary with myself. To not be crossed.
Yeah. It's just like, but you know what's brilliant? What you said is you're choosing your pain, but not only you're choosing your pain, you're aware of it. It's like, hey, which would I want to, can I go to bed thinking about this being underselling something or do I have to hit it head on? And not really, yeah, you're losing the job. You could lose the job by telling them it's double what you talked about. And I would definitely throw that calculator in the woods. I would not be reusing that.
No.
Don't leave it on my desk. I don't want that.
No. It's that thing where it's the bison, right? The bison runs into the storm, the cow runs away from the storm. So you can either go through the storm quicker and, or you could just, you know, keep backpedaling and stay in it longer. And that's the beauty of setting boundaries. And I mean, sometimes you have to set them with family members. Sometimes you have to set them with team members. Sometimes you have to set them with customers, but that's that upfront conversation we have with people so that you don't have to fight these things on the back end.
Knowing you, Derek, when you realized your numbers were wrong, your team probably realized it too.
I had a contractor a few years ago say to me, Tom, no matter what I do, I lose. I said, what do you mean, man? And he said, if I'm at work, my wife's mad that all I do is work. And if I don't work as much, we don't make any money. And then she's mad that I don't make any money and I feel trapped. If you are in a similar situation to this as a contractor, where you feel like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't, then you need to be on my special four-part video training series. It's all about making sure as a contractor that you earn what you are worth in any economy, and not just earn what you're worth, but have the life that you want to have that's got some damn balance in it, so you don't feel like you're pulled in a thousand different directions. So hit the link, get signed up, and I'll see your beautiful ass on my training. Let's do this.
Yeah. So what do we do? Travis called another couple other vendors. I checked with a couple other vendors because it was like, okay, if my numbers are off, we need to find these same plants less expensive. Mm-hmm. Like how do we got to recover this somehow. So yeah, we went into attack mode, and I went to find all the other vendors were more expensive. It's like, okay, this is not going good. So we calibrated, right. Worked out.
Right. And you're training your people to handle the situations before they become confrontations. So you don't have to be in that pain. Keeping true to yourself and who you are and your profit margins. You have to do that. You're not in business to plant trees for somebody else and you paying for them, because that's what it would have been like. You're paying to have somebody else's trees put in their yard. Yeah. So a similar situation that I shared with you earlier was that I had a person that feels that we should have to pay for a tanker of water to refill her pond, which was not part of the deal at all. And she feels that I should split the bill with her. The bill is $350, and she feels I should pay a split of that, half of it, which would be, in her math, $200.
She had my calculator. I think she's got my calculator, Jim.
She might, yeah, maybe you left it on her desk. She's a physician, I'm like, yeah, I thought your math was better than that, but that, you know, to set a boundary and, you know, and I know the conversation I'll have with her, it's like, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Here's how I'll handle it is I'll say, hey, here's the thing. You think 50-50, I'm paying 200, you pay 150. It's like, why don't we just do this? You've been a customer of mine for 4 or 5 years. We built your pond. And obviously there's something that was missed here. Let me do this. Let me pay the whole thing. That way you have your pond, you have your water in it. And next year, we'll just add the additional $350 to the cost of cleaning your pond. That's it. Done. $300. Yeah. That's it. I'm done.
Right. That just makes sense. Like what? Because what could happen, Tim, is maybe she will go 50-50. When she hears you're going to pay for all of it, it could be like the takeaway. And she may decide that she wants to pay really half and not less than half.
Yeah. She may want to wear that badge that she solved it and she's part of the solution. And I take it all away from her, say, no, I'm not going to let you be the hero of this story. Let me be it. And Derek, but yeah, you can't do that. Take it back away from me. It's like, no, this is my pawn. I'm paying for it. Damn it. Oh, no, you don't. I got this bill.
I'm doing this.
So, let me show you my bank account. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's why we do this. I always love when Steve Shinholzer said he could never be a doctor or a lawyer because they just don't make enough money. Mm-hmm. And this kind of ties into it. I like using that phrase. I do have a question. So how does it go from you guys clean the pond and you top it off and she just decides that you're just going to pay for more water because it's not to the level that she wants it to be?
So what do you think?
I love just using the simple phrase, no.
I love it.
And I STFU and see what happens.
You know, Derek, for all the years we've been maintaining her pond, it's never been an issue. We know her well has an issue where it can't produce the water it needs to fill the pond. And usually we can retain a lot more of the water, but it was just dirty water in the spring. We couldn't reuse it all. So her pond was 3/4 filled and she just wanted to have that extra bit and didn't want to tax her well or her well pump. I get it. I totally get it. The way she went about it, she was angry, she was hurt, or she was whatever the emotion was, there was something there. And that, I mean, the fire was probably already burning way before I showed up, or my team showed up rather, on her property.
It always is. You guys are just the catalyst. That's where I've learned, and I am practicing more and more and more to respond, not react. I have to put myself in that person's shoes. I have to use empathy and even tactical empathy if I haven't even been in those shoes. Mm. And just go, there is no way that I've upset this person to this level. Something else is going on. So if I just hold fast, validate them, just hear them out, there's a good chance I'll respond in the right way. Now, I'm certain there's been many times that I have started that spark that someone else ended up on the other end of. I was the catalyst. there's no doubt.
I'm sure.
But really trying to just use the Shenfu and use it in, I guess, not a different way, but really not just STFU. And like when I do go, I'm doing this for a reason. So I need to go into my quiver right now and decide which arrow that I need. But I need to pick them. Maybe I need to take that quiver off and lay it on the table and look at my arrows and see which one makes the most sense. So that's where the pause is coming in and the patience, and where I'm literally using the phrase, hey, could you give me 30 seconds to just think about what you just said? Because what you're saying is very important. And I don't want to just like immediately respond because it might not be the best answer. Is it okay if you give me 30 seconds just to process this? And I'm literally taking those arrows out and going, which one works?
I've heard you do that before, Derek. It's like I watched you and I'm like, hey, could you just give me 30 seconds to think about that for a minute? And I mean, I'm watching this. I'm like, is this guy really thinking about it for 30 seconds or are you making that person wait? It's like
both.
Yeah.
Yeah. It might be 10, but it's like, and then if you're in front of him, you kind of got to go, the thinking man, right? Kind of got to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then maybe cross. The old
scratch the head, right?
And you look up because you know they're up there somewhere. So you look for them. Okay. I got it now.
But when you're collecting those 30 seconds of silence or of thought or gestures, the other person's sitting there and it gives them time to just rethink the situation and maybe even come up with their own solution and kind of know what you're going to say, what's going to come out of your mouth. And you can say, what do you think my answer is going to be? It's like, they already know it. But when you come out it, I know, come out with the answer. They waited and they're fully focused on what you're going to say. I know they are.
And because they're waiting, right? Like they're truly, like it's just like bated breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but it's the setup. It's all about the setup. It's, would you mind giving me 30 seconds to think about this? Because what you just asked me is very important. So that's, you're validating the conversation. You're setting the stage for, you're vanguarding it. You're getting in front of it. And then, yeah, they're just, it's creating anticipation. And they're literally going to literally just wait and ride on every word that you say. Hopefully it's a good response. It may not be. And I've even went, you know what? I don't actually, as I've thought about this, I don't really have I don't know the answer to that. Let's, I like to use Tim. I channel Tim. That's like, let's figure this out together.
Yeah. That was brilliant. I was smart back then, wasn't I?
Yeah. No.
So being true to yourself, Derek, you're setting boundaries. You're becoming the best version of yourself, not only for you, but for your people, for the people around you and for your clients, right? And realizing that when you're wrong, you have to confront it because the standard is we're not in business to work for free and we have to do the uncomfortable things so we don't sit on these situations and get the, like, peel that band-aid right off, rip it right off and get it over with so we can go on with doing fun stuff because the uncomfortable stuff is not always fun to do. Does that sound about right, Derek?
It's, you just made me sound so smart with that little recap. So
yeah.
Yes, that was absolutely right.
I take notes, and I hope everybody listening to this does take notes too, and channel Derek when you're in these situations. And yeah. All right, dude. Hey, good hanging out.
Hey, thanks, Tim. Thanks for making me look good.
I'll see you. Ciao. Bye.